Yeah, well, we were writing a lot of songs at the time, and the story really comes down to we were writing, we had half a set. We used to play about an hour and a half, I guess, you know, I can't remember exactly, but we used to play our set, and it was a mixture of blues and songs that we'd written. And I said to Andy, you know, what would be a really good idea is if we could actually move away from the blues, the actual blues, and fill the set entirely with our own material. We would have, like, say, there was a lot of, like, bands around, like Jethro Tull and Cream and, you know, Hendrix and stuff, and they all, and the Beatles, of course, they all wrote their own songs entirely, and that's what they played, and that was, they had a personality from their music. So we phased out the blues. And all the set was entirely songs written by ourselves, except The Hunter, and we could never drop The Hunter. And it was funny, and I said, we were doing the show one night, and I said, you know, we need a song that's actually better than The Hunter, if you like, if that's even possible, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
arrogance, I don't know. And so it's something that even maybe the crowd can join in with. Like, say, all right now, you know. Maybe that's actually it. I grabbed a guitar and worked out the chords for singing all right now, baby. It's and then Andy took that away and came back with the dang, dang, dang. And so we had, like, the verse chords and a chorus. And so I had to, lyrically, I had to work. Now, okay, so everything's all right. What's all right, you know? And I'd recently read an interview with Ringo Starr, actually, where he was talking about the Beatles songwriting and stuff. And he said, well, you know, as long as, if you write a love song, it appeals to everybody, and that's all we do. We write songs, you know. And I thought, well, there you go. It's a boy meets girl thing, because every time boy meets girl or there's a love involved, there's a new story. I mean, old as love is, it's a brand new story every time. And so there's a terrific amount of things to write about, if you like, with that, you know. So I thought, okay, it's boy make girl. Well, so what happens? There she stood in the street, and I just went from there, and it just flowed out.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the guys were coming to pick me up, for we were going off somewhere to do some shows, and I was writing it when the doorbell went, and there she stood in the street, and I was just writing it off quickly, and we had the song, really, and we played it that night. And it went down very well, and it had a magic from the start, I think. It never got to be particularly better than The Hunter, but it was really nice to have something we could play comparable, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.